A small landslide in 2006 set the stage for the catastrophe that claimed 43 lives in Oso, Washington, this past March. That's the conclusion of a panel of scientists who say rain inundated the hillside and sent it barreling into the valley below. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer has more.
The hills above the North Fork of the Stillaguamish River had slid before, at least 15 times over the centuries, according to the federally funded study. But one slide in particular left Oso vulnerable. In 2006, the smaller slide left a loosely packed mass of debris perched dangerously above the Steelhead Haven development and its neighbors. Joseph Wortman is a civil and environmental engineer at the University of Washington. He says in March, rain saturated the unstable ground and let loose a huge slab. Within seconds, it liquefied, sending a torrent more than half a mile across the valley floor. The length of its destruction isn't really abnormal, Wortman says, but it's still kind of shocking.
You know, we were at the site and you take a look at it. Even as someone who's trained professional in this area, it's difficult to imagine that runout could come that far when you look up to the slope.
Minutes after that slide, a second, higher mass of earth slipped, filling the bald spot left by the first. In all, researchers say the slide moved 270 million cubic feet of earth and was the deadliest in American history. Just as the team was delivering its findings, word came that the landslide's final missing victim appears to have been recovered. Search crews believe they found the body of Molly Christine Regal-Brugge. She was 44. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.